It's been a long, old track to get here, but we've got there in the end. So I'm both elated and exhausted and relieved all at the same time, I think, basically, to get here now. So, yeah, we because of our electronic voting process that we've got, which is slightly different from Bury FCSS and everything can do it, we closed the voting last night. We could see what the results were. So we were just desperate to get the results out and get it announced and let everybody know. And it ends up being a bit suspenseful, these sorts of things, by accident. But yeah, we're just delighted that we can just move on and we just can get on with things at this point in time, because there's so much to do. Yeah, we need to get off to a real flyer, I think, as soon as possible to make sure that things are ready for the start of the new season.
And obviously in the next few weeks, there's going to be a lot of things going on, as you referenced there, and you've referenced to members in the meeting tonight, that there's obviously a lot to do to be able to be in a position to play in elite men's football at Gig Lane in sort of less than 3 months' time. What are the next steps from sort of your point of view in sort of your position at Bury AFC to be able to get this sort of merger sort of moving and fully into place?
We're going to be going down to Gig Lane hopefully next week, just to start the poll rolling and have those conversations about what we need to do next and what the priorities are. There's a whole bunch of things that need to happen, I think, over the sort of medium to long term, but there's a degree of urgency around getting some of the basics right just for the start of the new season, particularly given that we've got pre-season friendlies to organise. Would like, for the first time ever, to be from a Bury AFC perspective, we've never been able to play pre-season friendlies at home. So there's a real opportunity to do that. But there's a lot of work to do as well. So there's some bureaucracy to get through. We need to, first of all, get the confirmatory vote done as well. So that's going to take another couple of weeks. We hope that that's just going to be a rubber stamp exercise, but it still needs to be done. There's some paperwork that needs filing with the Financial Conduct Authority, who regulates both societies, to push the merger through as an amalgamation. There's a load of work around banking, to be honest with you, that I find incredibly painful and time consuming, just to get bank accounts sorted and aligned and all that sort of stuff as well. And then there's all the to deal with. So the FA and the change of name we need to progress with. We need to be talking to the Northwest Counties League about the ground grading for Gig Lane. They've already been down there once and have provided a report. And I think, by and large, most, if not all, of the actions that were highlighted have been picked up since then anyway. So that should be something that's easy enough for us to get through, but it's still an exercise to get all those things lined up, people disappearing off for holiday and stuff like that. We just need to make sure that the momentum's there to keep going on all these sorts of bits and pieces. The good thing is, as a football club, as Bury AFC, and Bury Football Club going further forward, we've got a manager, we've got players, we've got a bit of infrastructure and know-how now that we've built up as to how to deal with some of the footballing side of things. I know the manager's keen to crack on with a few players that he's talking to at the moment. And I think Gig Lane will be a real lure to them. It's brilliant to be able to say to someone that's interested in joining, that's potentially got loads of offers from other clubs around, why don't you come and meet us down at Gig Lane and see what it's all about? And I think that's a real benefit to be able to do that now.